USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's naval chief has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of shooting down other American spy drones. The message comes Monday as tensions are still high between the United States and Iran. This as President Trump tells Meet the Press.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before. But I'm not looking to do that. But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good?
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies regarding Iran. Authorities in Texas say a woman and three children have been found dead near the Mexican border. The Hidalgo County Sheriff sent out a tweet Sunday night saying that two infants, a toddler, and a 20-year-old were found dead by Border Patrol agents just outside of McAllen, Texas. And a first-of-its-kind rocket launch is set for tonight. SpaceX is planning to launch a Falcon Heavy rocket for a Defense Department mission. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democrats hitting the campaign trail over the weekend in South Carolina. The number two contender in most polls, Bernie Sanders, saying something has to be done regarding all this student loan debt.
Some of those people, they can't afford to get married, they can't afford to have kids, they can't afford to buy their own home. Well, we are going to change that.
Another American tourist is dead in the Dominican Republic as FBI agents arrive on the island to investigate. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
A 12th American tourist has reportedly died under mysterious circumstances in the Dominican Republic. This man, 56 years old, from Long Island, New York, who used to own a pizzeria. Family members say Vittorio Caruso passed away while on vacation. Relatives say he may have had a heart attack. FBI agents on the island investigating.
The NTSB is continuing to investigate a skydiving plane crash, which killed 11 people in Hawaii over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A vigil was held in Sacramento for Officer Tara O'Sullivan after she was shot and killed while responding to a domestic violence call Wednesday night. At her vigil, fellow officers chanted in her honor. A plane dubbed Sea Rash was suspended in the air as people watched at NASA's Langley Research Center near Washington, D.C. Now, unlike most plane crashes, this one was planned to collect data on transportation plane crashes and help develop new guidelines for the FAA. Martin Annette works for NASA and tells Fox News what they were able to learn from these plane crashes.
Well, we learned a lot about the positions of the dummies and the different types of dummies that are used for both automotive and aerospace type testing. We put 24 crash test dummies on board, anything ranging from a three-year-old all the way up to a full-size male. So we're starting to look through all the data right now, and there's a lot of interesting numbers that we see with the dummies in terms of whether they survived or whether they didn't.
The U.S. women's national soccer team is back in action today at the FIFA Women's World Cup in France. The U.S. team will play Spain in the round of 16 starting at noon Eastern time. The Americans have yet to allow a goal in three World Cup matches so far. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.